Daily Brief, June 8, 2026. Top of mind. Friday's hotter than expected jobs data triggered a 4.2% NASDAQ rout and flipped rate expectations from cuts to a priced-in quarter-point Fed hike by December. Over the weekend, Iran and Israel exchanged direct missile strikes for the first time since the April ceasefire, sending Brent briefly to $98 before Iran declared an end to operations. The combined macro shock, resurgent inflation pressures, plus supply-driven oil spike creates a dangerous cross-current for equities. Higher yields pressure duration-sensitive tech, while energy-led commodities benefit XLESOIH, but crush airline, DAL, UAL, and consumer discretionary names. Catalyst radar. WEDIE, May US CPI, expected plus 4.2% YOY, highest in 3+ years. THU, ECB rate decision, first hike since 2023 fully priced. FRY, SpaceX IPO pricing on NASDAQ. Markets. US futures rebounding modestly, NASDAQ 1.2%, S&P bearer 0.6%, after Friday's 4.2%, NASDAQ crash wiped 1.8T in S&P 500 market cap. Dip buyers targeting semis, MRVL plus 9% on S&P 500 edition, NVDA plus 2%. Brent crude settled at $94 after spiking 5.4% on Iran-Israel strikes. Iran's military command said operations against Israel have ended, but warned on further strikes in Lebanon, Kospi collapsed 8% plus, Samsung 10%, SK Hynix 7.7%. Driven by forced foreign selling as weightings exceeded benchmark limits. One rebounded after authorities urged banks to crack down on speculative NDF trading, 10-wire UST yield steady at 4.53%, 2-wire at 4.16%. Swaps now price 20% chance of a second hike by year-end, gold steady at 4,320, after PBOC added 10 tons to reserves, 19th consecutive month of buying, economy. May payrolls topped all forecasts. Goldman pushed back remaining rate cuts to mid-2027. BNP now forecasts 3 quarter-point hikes starting December. Core bond stress. Goldman no longer expects any 2026 cuts. JPM sees 10-wire ending year at 4.70%. Trump said there is no reason for the Fed to hike, contradicting market pricing. Fed's WASH faces first FOMC meeting June 16-17. ECB expected to deliver first-rate hike since 2023 on Thursday. Some strategists warn of a repeat of 2011's policy mistake, business finance. Intesa San Paolo launched a 30.6B bid for Monte dei Paschi, 35.3B, 12.5% premium, countering BPM's merger of equals approach. Monte dei Paschi shares surged 10% in Milan Blackstone Marketing, a 2B+ collateralized fund obligation, CFO, bundling its LP stakes in buyout funds. The largest such deal in recent years, Berkshire disclosed a 55.9% Macy's stake, 1% of market cap. Shares are cheap at 10x forward earnings with a 3.4% dividend yield. Big Bank Q2 Outlook, JPM CEO Diamond said, gung-ho on trading core IB. Goldman's Waldron said M&A volume on track to break 2021 record. S&P 500 target raised to 8,100 by Citi World Geopolitics. Iran announced end of military operations against Israel after Trump called for immediate ceasefire. But Iran warned much harsher action if Israel continues strikes in Lebanon. Houthis declared complete ban on Israeli ships in Red Sea. China's Xi arrived in Pyongyang for first visit in 7 years, seeking to counterbalance Russian influence over North Korea. Kim unveiled new uranium enrichment facility. IATA warned airline profits will halve in 2026 as jet fuel costs add 100 baht to the industry's fuel bill. Net margins expected to shrink to 2.0% from 4.2%. Technology, AI. AI trade remains under pressure. Broadcom's inline 2027 forecast triggered a 2-day 1T+ semi-rout. NVDA CEO Huang called it a buying opportunity in Seoul. Apple's WWDC starts today. Morgan Stanley called it a pivotal catalyst to reframe Apple as an AI winner, with a $440 upside target SpaceX IPO set for Friday at 1.77T valuation. Morgan Stanley projects revenue reaching 3.4T by 2040, with AI business contributing 190B by 2030. Nvidia entering PC market with CPU plus AI combo chips. Shares jumped 6% on the announcement, standouts. Screwworm, second U.S. case confirmed in Texas. Canada restricted livestock imports, a 732-meter outbreak scenario already in USDA models, pressures cattle futures and feeder cattle margins. Tokenized deposits, JPM, Citi, BASI plan a new network operated by the clearinghouse, launching 1H 2027 to counter stablecoin threats, significant for bank stock bull case if they retain deposit share Zealand Pharma, 25% after servitude safety data showed 19% discontinuation rate due to GI events versus 2.9% placebo, challenges the tolerability narrative for the weight loss drug pipeline.